Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, days after 19 firefighters were killed in a massive wildfire in Arizona, details are now emerging about how the Granite Mountain Interagency Hotshot crew were overtaken by flames and the conditions that rapidly changed and led to their deaths. Cindy Carcamo is national correspondent for the LA Times based in Arizona. She and her colleagues got an exclusive on the first detailed explanation of what happened on Sunday. Hi, Cindy.
Hello.
Cindy Carcamo, it all went down at a housing complex called Glen Isla. What do we know about what happened?
Yes. Well, basically, these hotshot crews were on a ridge. They were performing what's called a backburn. So what they were doing was they were setting kind of like a line, a break on fire to clear a path between the community of Glen Isla and the fire that was approaching. And what happened was sometime between 3 to 4:30, the winds shifted. It was described to me as some kind of inversion. So what happens is all of the wind from this thunderstorm cell that was approaching just gathered together and went down on the firefighters, and it was taking a lot of this smoke with it, a lot of the black smoke with it. So it created this situation where the firefighters had zero visibility, and it switched the wind. So they did some sort of like 180, and it spread. It basically made the fire encircle them. So they were trapped, and they're supposed to have a safe zone and an escape route to be able to get out in situations like that. But the fire just completely encircled them. So when they were trying to get to their escape route, they were met with a wall of flames.
Is there any indication, Cindy Carcamo, that preparations weren't what they should be? Of course, these situations are completely unpredictable, or can be. They do have safety procedures with lookouts and such, as we understand it. Is there any indication that normal procedures weren't followed, or was it just a case of very dangerous work and tragic conditions?
There's no indication of that so far. And again, they're still investigating the fire. But it appears right now that they did what they could to prepare for the fire. But the situation was so bad, the weather turned so quickly within minutes that the escape route that they had prepared, basically they couldn't get to it.
And your article in the LA Times, Cindy Carcamo, says that the firefighters were found all huddled together in one place.
Yes. Yes. It appears that they had only minutes to be able to create their like a little safe zone. And it appears that it might not have been big enough, perhaps, because they just didn't have time to break down all the brush to be able to get to that topsoil so they could be safe. So they did what they could, and they just huddled together underneath their fire shelters. It's a horrible situation.
Cindy, do we know what happened with the 20th man on the crew, the one who survived?
Yes, the lone survivor was a lookout for the crew. So he spotted the wind shift, and he saw that things were getting out of control. So what he did was he radioed in, let them know that he was going to be getting out of that situation, and advised them to do the same. He went back to get to the buggy that they have, the hotshot crews, they have these buggies. And so he went back to do that. He looked back and he saw that the flames had moved so dramatically. And basically, you know, his colleagues had been overrun. So he was able to survive, but it was because he was in a different area and he was the lookout. Every indication is that he did his job. He did what he was supposed to do, or did what protocol requires of. He is the only survivor, the lookout.
It is a terrible, terrible situation. Cindy Carcamo of the LA Times has the first exclusive detailing what appears to have gone wrong with the Granite Mountain Interagency Hotshot crew outside of Yarnell, Arizona, that led to the death of 19 firefighters. Cindy, thank you.
Thank you.